in the word of God. Speak God's word in situation. Hide the word of God in your heart. Personal relationship with God. Live out through faith and action. Follow the Holy Spirit where it leads you. Practice kindness. Hallelujah. Listen to the word of God as it starts feeding your spirit, man. Daily meditation. Get some time with nature. Follow Jesus' example. Obey God's voice in your heart. I'm going to say this prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch each and every one on this line this morning. Father, I ask you to strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to heal anyone that's sick right now. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Strengthen me, O Lord, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help me to trust in your power and your goodness, even when the circumstances seem overwhelming. I pray that you would exceed in expectation and do more than I could ever ask or imagine. I trust that you have a plan for my life and that your plan are good. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. Ask you to heal the ignorance, set the captive free. Until we meet again, in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. I love you, and Jesus does too.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel or to send a love offering, go to $Shalonda Nobles. That's $SHOLONDANOBLES. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
Attention future leaders. The Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Chi Sigma Chapter, and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Zeta Phi Zeta Chapter of Alexandria, is excited to announce our 2025 scholarship season. These scholarships are designed to support ambitious students pursuing higher education while making a difference in your community.
As you're graduating high school and preparing for a bright future, we want to invest in you. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to fund your dreams and reach new heights. Applications are now open. The deadline to apply is February 19th, 2025. Visit our Facebook page for details and eligibility. The Thomas A. Ellis Scholarship and the Zeta Phi Zeta Chapter Scholarship, where your future meets our legacy.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Father, we thank you right now for your people. We thank you for your presence, your peace, your power. We thank you, Lord God, that you look beyond our faults first and you see our need. None of us walk in perfectness, but Lord, our heart is perfect toward you today. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for the closeness that we feel with you even right now, Lord. Father, we pray that you would touch us, Lord. Touch each one of us. And there are some of us that are sick. Some of us that have sick loved ones. Some of us are bereaved because of our loved ones are gone and passed away. Our friends, our family member, Father. But Lord, we know that you have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you, Lord. Father, I pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you would hold us steadfastly in your hand, that, Lord, we shall not be moved, oh God. We'll stand like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Father, that we'll bear fruit in our season, and we declare it today in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. Letting my tongue be the pen of the ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers will be the tablet in which it shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, and peace to all that hear it and believe. Father, we thank you right now. Father, I thank you for your Holy Ghost. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the word of God, the word quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I give you glory now. And Father, after you've done all you want to do in this place, we'll praise you, we'll worship you, we'll give you glory, we'll credit you with all the things that you've done in our life, and we'll thank you, Lord, and we'll join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy God, you're holy God, and your glory fills the earth, and we thank you right now for your presence and your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to use for a thought today. I want you to tell your neighbor, I might go through it, but it won't go through me. Mm-hmm. Subtitle, trust God. It devoured and took out the men that threw them in because it was so hot. And you know, we can't even stand over a barbecue pit. Imagine these men. Come on now. You stand over the pit too long, you through. Send your little hair on your arm, you mad. The messed up your little baby hair on your arm. Just seeing if y'all with me. So 24 says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast in three men unto the midst of the fire? And they answered and said, yeah, king, you're right, we did. And you know, that was his yes men. They said, yeah, we threw in three. Nebuchadnezzar, now look at this. I want you to notice something. Verse 25, let's read that and then I'll get to it. And he answered and said, lo, after I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now we'll stop right there. See, we got to understand something, and I know you've been crying because of your bondage. You've been upset because of seem like you can't do anything because it seemed like you're bound and you need deliverance from something. But notice something here. God allowed them to be bound, right? Not only did he allow them to be bound, but he allowed the ones who bound them to see them bound. Not only did he allow them to be bound and them to see them bound, but he allowed them to see them thrown in the fire. Lord, have mercy here. I'm going somewhere. I want y'all to stay with me. See, it's okay. You need to tell your situation, tell yourself, it's okay if I'm bound. It's okay if I'm going through. It's okay if everybody see the look on my face. It's okay if they see me struggling. It's okay if they see me in my trial. I wish I had somebody. We've been trying to hide the fact that we're going through. It's okay that you're going through. God let them see you go through because he wants to let them see you come out. Lord have mercy. Quit trying to hide. I don't want them to see. I'm in Walmart trying to hide. I'm going 2 o'clock in the morning, tipping in there, trying to hide because people, I know they've been talking about me. I know my business out there and they saying this and they saying that. So what? Let them say it. Let them see it. But what are they going to say when God snatches you out of the... Lord have mercy. I wish I had somebody in here. Let them see that you're bound, but they'll also see the fact that God is going to loose you from where you are. And so it's okay with me if they see me going through my trial. It's okay with me if they see me thrown in the fiery furnace. It's okay if they bind me up and make me feel like I can't move, but I know one thing, that God will deliver. Yes, he will. God will deliver. Oh my God. The word deliver there means to snatch out. Let them see me going through. Before you know it, God will snatch me out. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God will snatch me out of that thing so quick. They saw me one moment I was in it. The next moment, God had snatched me out, shook the dust off me, and put me back on display to show them my testimony. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of your trial, because your trial will be your testimony later on. Oh, hallelujah. I got to get through preaching this. Amen. I wanted to shout right there. I wanted to run. I wanted to go ahead and quit. But thank God, amen, for the rest of this word. And so he said, I see four men in there. But see, when he threw you in, you were in one condition. But as he watched you because he wanted to see you fail. They want to see you fall. They don't want to see you have nothing. They don't want you to get what God has for you. And as they're watching your life, trying to see, you wonder how in the world they know everything about your life. They're watching you. God has put you on display. You wonder why they're looking at what kind of car you drive, where you live. They know exactly where you live. You don't even know where they live, but they know where you live. You know how it goes. And they watch what you're wearing. How in the world they wearing that? I wonder where you get that from. I like that, but I don't like them. Come on and say, man, they like what you got on, but they don't like the person you are. I wish I had somebody. And they put you in there, but then they realize why you're in the furnace, why you're in the place that they thought you ought to die, why you're in the place that they thought you were going to fall to your demise. They see a condition that you were in, and now it's changed. Your condition changes while you're in the furnace. Your condition changes while the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. We got to know that tribulation works patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. In other words, God won't disappoint us. Tell somebody, God won't disappoint me. Tell your other name, God won't disappoint me. He loves me too much to disappoint me. Come on and say amen. He loves me too much to let me go down like this. He loves me too much to let me stay right where I'm at. He loves me too much that he won't lift me up when I'm falling down. Oh, glory. Yeah. There is a word from the Lord. Now, I want you to understand something. The Bible said they were thrown in the fire. And they fell down in the fire. You might fall sometime. Oh, hallelujah. I preach to the organ. Huh? You might fall sometime. But that's all right, because when you fall, he'll be right there with you to pick you up. He's the lifter of your head. Do I have anybody? Oh, yeah. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear evil because thou art with me. And he was with David in the valley, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. It ain't nowhere you can go that God won't be there to help you out, to lift you up, to bring. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the one thing I love about this text is that they didn't have to come out to get loosed. Look at the text. Nebuchadnezzar said it. He said that we threw in. He said, didn't we throw three in? He said, but he answered, I see four men loose. They didn't have to come out to be. When you're a child of God, I can still be in my trial, but I'm still free. I can still be going through trouble, but I'm still free. I can still have things going on in my life, but I'm free to lift my hands. I'm free to praise the Lord. I'm free. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. I may still be in my trouble, but you'll never know it because I'm free. Glory be to God. Oh, I wanted to go right there too, but I can't yet. Oh, I'm free. See, you don't have to come out of this. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you don't have to come out to be free. You don't have to come out to be loose. Oh, hallelujah. See, you've been waiting on God. God, bring me out of this. God, bring me through this. God say, I'm in it with you, and you're free. He that the Son set free is free indeed. I'm free when I'm in trials. I'm free when I'm in trouble. I'm free when I'm in the, oh, come on and say amen, in the fiery furnace. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, when I got these sticky notes, the message is dangerous. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. But notice what he said. He said, not only are they loosed, He said, but they have no hurt. Oh, my God. Even though the fire is designed to change everything it touches, the fire couldn't do anything to the ones that God was with. I wish I had somebody. Even though what I'm going through, look, what was the message title? I might go through it, but it won't go through me. This trouble that I got ain't getting in my heart. The stuff that you did me, I ain't holding it in my heart. I'm not going to be bitter, but I'm getting better as I go through. I wish I had somebody. Ain't nobody happy but me. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he said, I threw three in. He said, but I see four. I see four, and they loose. So you can't come in God's presence and not get free. That's why it's important for us to praise him, because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. The Bible says that in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. He will not allow you to stay bound in his presence. Oh, they don't believe me, Holy Ghost. Well, come here, Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas was bound in a Philippian jail in lockdown with chains on their feet, chains on their hand. And at midnight, they sang praises to God and they prayed. And the Bible said their chains fell off and the doors opened, not just to their jail cell, but to everybody's jail cell. I wish I had somebody in here. You can't praise God and stay bound. You can't praise God and stay locked up. You can't praise God and God will make you free. Anytime you lift him up, anytime you praise him, he will make you free. Yeah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He said the form of the fourth one looks like the Son of God. How does a heathen know what the Son of God looked like? It must have been something different about him. It must have been something that he could identify that looked so much different about the fourth man that it made him identify him as the Son of God. But when he said that, that made me understand that when he said the fourth one looked like the Son of God, he said the fourth one basically had authority. The fourth one had some special power. And since the fourth one had authority, the fourth one was able to tell the fire, fire, I'm going to allow you to burn nothing else except for the chains. Yeah. See, what you find yourself in only begins to help you become free. The fire began to burn away the chains that were on them, and they begin to walk in the fire. They begin to walk through the trial. They begin to walk through what should have burned them up, what should have took them out. You know how it is. Everybody else, you got to understand something here. Everybody else might go through it, and they might burn up. They might crash. They might die. They may not make it out of the trial, but you need to realize that when I go in a trial, it's different because I'm not going alone. Do you know that before they even got there, that God had already appointed a time that Jesus would be in the fire with them? And they, oh, come on and say amen. So before they even got in the fire, he told them, fire, now you're fire, but you can't touch what I got. You can't touch who belong to me. You can't touch. And so don't you know when you get to your trial that he's still in the trial, you might have taken out five other people, but today you can't have this one because this one belongs to, Lord have mercy in here. Somebody ought to say hallelujah, because cancer, you might have taken out five other people, but today you got to stop. Come on, prophesy. You can't have me. You can't have my children. You can't have my family. Oh, come on and say amen. Glory be to God. He told the fire, burn the chains. Let's let these boys free. Fire was made to destroy. But you can't destroy what God has already blessed. Oh, tell your haters that. Haters, you can't destroy what God has done in my life. Oh, glory be to God. You can't destroy it. I'm free. And it brought them closer. The closer you are to him, the more protection you have. And that's why I don't understand how people go away from him in their trial. The closer you are to God, the more opportunity you have to come out of this thing unhurt, unscathed. I wish I had somebody. I want to be where the fire has no power over me. I want to be where the trial has no power over me. I want to be to where whatever I go through don't get in me, but I come out changed. I come out with a testimony. I come out with some respect. Come on, put some respect on their name. I wish I had somebody in here. Lord have mercy. Let me go on. I'm going to get through. He said, they're loose. They're walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar came into the mouth of the fire furnace, and he called out to them. He called out to them, and he wanted to know were they all right. Let's skip on down to verse number 28. And then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered the servants that trusted his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve and worship any god other god except their own. Look at this. This is what happened. He was mad at them, and he threw them in the fire. But then all of a sudden his attitude changed because of what they've been through. Lord have mercy. People may not like you to begin with, but after God let you go through some stuff. And that's why it's important for them to see you go through, because they realize you're not the average Joe. They realize you, come on and say, man. They realize that, I don't know how in the world they made it, but they made it. And then it changes their opinion of you. And so what God does, he puts you on display here. Allow them to see you go through so that he can show them that when you go through, that you got to have a different opinion of them now. They must know God. I know you thought they was rotten, but they must know God. I know you didn't think anything of them, but they must be some type of prayer warrior, because they didn't get destroyed in the midst of their trial. Hallelujah. His attitude was changed. His opinion was changed. And then his decree was changed. What they said about you before, they ain't gonna say it no more. Oh, I wish I had somebody. But not only that, but whenever somebody else says something about you, notice what he said. He said, if anybody else says something, I'm gonna cut them up. God will fix it to where even your enemy will start defending you when you come out of your trial. He will fix it that your enemy say, don't you talk about her like that. I know her. She's a prayer warrior. I know him. He's a praiser. I wish I had somebody. He'll fix it where you're in. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, God will fix it. And you won't look like what you've been through. You won't smell like what you've been through. Oh, come on and say amen here. You won't even act like what you've been through. Come on and say hallelujah. He said, now notice what he said. Now God didn't do this. God didn't take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and pull them out of the furnace. No, he didn't. He just made sure they made it through the furnace. It was up to them to come on out. Lord have mercy here. Some of us been crying because we still in it. God, when is it going in? God said, I'm holding you while you're in it. I'm protecting you while you're in it. You need to step up and take a step of faith and walk out of this fire, walk out of this trouble, walk out of this pain, walk away from this mess. Come on and say amen in here. Somebody in here need to stay. I'm stepping out. I'm coming out of the trial. I'm stepping out of the pain. I'm stepping out of the situation. I wish I had a few people in here that say, I'm coming out of this. Tell somebody, say, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this now. Oh, glory be to God. I'm coming out unbothered. I'm coming out unhurt. I'm coming out unhurt. I'm coming out without any pain. I wish I had somebody in here. I preached this a while back. And I said a mature response to a heated situation. But today I'm saying I might go through it, but it's not going to go through me because I trust God. I wish I had somebody. And when we look at this, he said the servants of the Most High God, they'll realize who you serve. They'll realize that you ain't serving yourself. They'll realize that you're not a selfish person, but they'll realize while you go through it that God has been with you the whole time. Oh, come on and say amen here. And they begin to repent after what they tried to do you. They begin to walk up to you in Walmart like they did me and say, I'm so sorry about the things I said. I wish I never would have said or done those things. I don't know why. I just fell in. And then they start ratting out the other people that got them started. Come on and say amen here. Yeah, you know how it goes. And you tell them, that's all right. It's okay. I'm good. God has been with me through my trial. I'm good. God has made sure that the fire of your tongue didn't hurt me in the beginning. I wish I had somebody in here. Ain't nobody been through that but me. I preach to myself. Amen, self. Oh, come on and say amen in here. We got to understand that God will keep us through the trial. Now, let me get through with this, and I'm going to go. I'm going to get out of here. He says, therefore, he made a decree that if anybody talk about their God, anybody talk about the way they worship, he said, I'm going to cut them in pieces. But then in verse, look at this. He says in verse number 30, he says, and the king promoted. Lord, y'all to shout. After they came out the trial, the king saw fit. The same one that wanted them dead saw fit. The same one that didn't like them just a little while ago. Look how quick God changed their mind. The one that couldn't stand them a few minutes ago decided that they more benefit to me alive than they are dead. I wish I had some. Oh, glory be to God. You see, but we gotta get past something. We limit everything to church. God gonna promote me on a spiritual level. That's good and that's true. But if you're already on a spiritual level, it ain't no need in promoting you to another spiritual level. You need to be promoted in the community. You need to be promoted on your job. You need to be promoted in the world so God can show people who you are. And God can show them that if you can just stand on the word, if you don't change your mind about God, and if you can just trust God, then he'll pick you up. He'll deliver you. He'll bless you. And he'll get you promoted. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I've been promoted. I used to be here, but now I'm there. I've been promoted. After I went through my trial, it looked like it wasn't going to get no better. But all of a sudden, I got a job I wasn't qualified for. God changed the rules and let them hire me. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, I've been promoted. They used to talk about me. Now they come and seeking me to try to get some advice. Do I have anybody in the house? Come on and give God some praise. Oh yeah, they overlooked me last time. But that's all right. I still praise God. But the next time around, they're not going to be able to deny me because I'm being promoted. I kept my mouth shut while I was in the trial. Look at what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, this is all I got to say. Is you put me in the furnace, then God is going to deliver me. God is going to snatch me out. They didn't try to negotiate. They didn't try to come out. They didn't try to holler because the heat was too hot. But they said, that's all right, I'm coming out of this thing. Don't you know that when they came out, they had people in the marketplace and say, look at that guy right there. And I would have wore the same coat. I would have wore the same hat. I would have wore the same clothes that they had me in the furnace with. So they'll know I'm the one that just came out of the furnace. Do anybody here have on your helmet of salvation? Do anybody here have on your garment of praise? I'm coming out of the furnace and I'm going to praise the Lord because he sent Jesus to bring me out of this. When I was lost in sin, Jesus came and died, but he didn't stay dead, but he rose up early Sunday morning and he gave me power to go through the furnace, power to walk through the midst of all my trials. Come on, won't he do it? Come on, won't he do it? I say, won't God fix it? Won't God be a fire extinguisher in the midst of the fire? Won't God hold your hand? Won't God bring you out? Somebody say yes. When God puts you on display, don't you worry. Let them look at you. You just stay right there and say, God is my sword and shield. God is my shield and buckler. God is, anybody know God is? God is my way maker when there was no way. God is my friend when I was friendless. God is. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. That God is my healer. God is my redeemer. Come on and shout hallelujah. and give God some praise. Anybody can testify that God will. I say, God will. He'll make a way. Say yeah. Say yeah. Ah, yes. God is all right. Come on, tell somebody. I know he's all right. I say, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah. Yes. Before I close,